Hi everyone, this is Kasamulan Podcast, and in this episode I would like to make a short match review for the match between Milan and Lazio. I know that it is a little bit late, yeah, and I also didn't make a match preview for this match. As I've said before, I don't have any commitment with anyone, so this podcast it's a part of my hobby, my interest, but of course, because it's just pure a hobby or something that I love to do, I should make clear priorities on this. I have another priority which I should put it first, yeah. Let's say I had a pile of pending jobs. Yeah, I had a series of meetings. I also had a hearing and so on. So I need to prepare and analyze that part, which is my main job, main source of income. So I cannot put them aside. While this podcast, yeah, I only take this as, yeah, that I can say that it's just for fun for me. And yeah, since some of you have asked why I didn't use Bahasa Indonesia in last episodes of this podcast channel, and again, I have no reason for that. It's just me who would like to talk a little bit in English. Who knows? Yeah, the listener of this podcast would also expand to all over the world. Who knows someone who's not speaking Bahasa Indonesia can understand, yeah, what I'm saying about this team. My opinion based on my analysis, based on reliable source, based on my experience in watching the games, yeah, I think I have something to say about this team. Yeah, and I would be glad if someone or anyone outside Indonesia can hear it. Yeah. Besides, this podcast is not a commercial one. So I don't have any target, or I don't have any specific instruction from anyone. So I feel free to do anything about this podcast channel. Yeah, anyway, if I one day return to Bahasa Indonesia, why not? I cannot exclude that possibility. So back to the main topic, I would like to highlight some of the notes, yeah, on the match. Lazio's Maurizio Sarri typically played in 4-3-3 formation, vertical tiki-taka, yeah, Sarri ball or whatever you call it, with Provedel as a goalkeeper, the four-man defense, the right side Adam Marušić, the left side Elsid Hisai, the two center back Nicolò Casale and Alessio Romagnoli, and also the midfield consists of Nicolò Rovella or Danilo Cataldi, who start the game. I a little bit forget about that. And also Matteo Guendouzi was there, and also the captain Luis Alberto. The two wingers are Mattia Zaccagni and Felipe Anderson, while in front Ciro Immobile was on the bench, and as a replacement, Tati Castellanos played from the beginning. Milan got the same, quite the same lineup, except for Calabria, who played as a starter now, and also Mike Mignon, after they recovered from their injured. And then Simon Kjær, he took Malik Jauh's place. And also Yasin Adli, yeah, two consecutive games he played from the start alongside with Reinders and Loftus-Cheek. And Olivier Giroud also returned to the starting spot. Yeah, his 37th birthday yesterday. Alongside with him were Leao and Pulisic. So about the match, I think everyone agrees that the first half was so boring that both of the team didn't create much chance to convert it by their players, and they still trying to unlock the opponent's defense. They still try to do some build up. Milan try to do some build up, but Lazio did well on pressing the build up phase of Milan. Castellanos always after he chased the two defenders. He tried to intercept or tried to steal the ball. And then Matteo Guendouzi also aggressively pressed anyone who are in control with the ball. There two players only, Guendouzi and Castellanos, already provide difficulties for Milan. And then players like Cataldi and then Luis Alberto, Zaccagni and Felipe Anderson, they also make a barricade to block and to be in the passing lane between the defenders and the midfielders. Yeah. Yasin Adli at the first half, he was less what do I say about that? He played not as influenced as the match against Cagliari. He played very safe pass. He did some of the fouls which should have been a yellow card, but yeah, it is also proof that Yasin Adli's defensive ability should be improved day by day. So he would have his instinct to get the ball from the opponent, to block the passing lane, to be the first one to attack the attacking midfielders, yeah, and to provide some of the a good pass to the flank, such as to Leao or Pulisic, or even directly to Olivier Giroud, yeah. But Adli was less spectacular, yeah. But suddenly, at the first half, at the end, yeah, Leao got his first chance, although it was a half chance. He make a shot with his left foot to the near post, but the ball parried by Ivan Provedel. And also, one more chance provided by Yunus Musa. Musa replaced the injured Ruben Loftus-Cheek. And Musa played a solid game. He provided Olivier Giroud with a good cross, low cross, and Giroud smashed it to the Lazio's goal, but saved by Provedel. Yeah, the loose ball, the loose ball chased by Reinders, who tried to finish with back heel, but unfortunately the ball hit the post. Yeah, that was the best chance of Milan at the first half. While Lazio, they only have half chances. Castellanos or Zaccagni, they shot from the edge of penalty box, but they don't possess dangerous shooting ability to threat the Milan's Mike Maignan's goal. And they also hesitate to do the penetration to the Milan defense. They lose some of creativity. Yeah, Luis Alberto was tightly marked sometimes by Adli or by Loftus-Cheek. And when your best playmaker has got man mark, yeah, if you play so reliant on him, you would be in trouble. And I think that's the case. Yeah, even though Sarri has a unique style, an attacking style of football, but he also depends on the skill possessed by his players. Of course, this in this regards, Luis Alberto was very crucial elements for them. Yeah. And at the second half, yeah, Milan played with more intensity. They chased the ball, they tried to recover the loose balls, and then they circulated the ball more quickly. Players like Pulisic and then Musa, Reinders, they played very well. Yeah, their ball distribution was good. Yasin Adli, even though again he was not as spectacular as before, but he did provide the key pass to Reinders, and then Reinders put Leao through, and Leao with perfect timing, he sent a cross to Pulisic, and Pulisic scored Milan's first goal. Yeah. And after conceded, actually Lazio didn't attack Milan so many, I think. Yeah. They haven't created a dangerous a good chance to score. Yeah, I didn't see Mike Maignan did some saves, but only a little. And also Tati Castellanos is good. He's sometimes more dynamic than Immobile, but he didn't have that goal instinct that needed. Yeah. And I think they should be patient, because if you wait for another 2 or 3 years, there's a chance that he will become one of great players from their side. And I think with the insertion of Tommaso Pobega to replace Adli, it doesn't mean that Adli played worst game than against Cagliari, but Stefano Pioli tried to let everyone play. Yeah, and Pobega also did show his quality. He provided a key pass to Rafa Leao, who get past Casale, and then with the right timing, when Romagnoli and his side tried to block the cross, and then he controlled the ball once again, and then he passed the ball at the edge of penalty box, where Noah Okafor can easily finish that. For Okafor himself, it's a back-to-back scoring form, which is very good for him, to boost his confidence. And with him playing at number 9 position, it provides a different dimension for Milan, more flexibility, more skills and technique and speed. Yeah, but when you need someone who can win the header or who can fight physically, Olivier Giroud is your man. Yeah, definitely. But this time, Okafor did well. Yeah, he created and he scored. Yeah. And another side from the tactical my tactical interpretation of both Aliatore. Sarri didn't make so many chances, so many changes. I mean, yeah, the formation remains. He put his senior players in, such as Pedro, and then suddenly, eventually Immobile came in, also Cataldi, Rovella, Kamada. They try to attack, in the box. Also Vecino, Vecino is really good in the air. I don't know why Lazio didn't play their cross. I think that's all my match review. So maybe I'll see you later in the match preview between Milan and Borussia Dortmund. Inshallah. Bye.